This is Passport to Texas. Late winter through early summer rainfall created ideal breeding conditions for quail in most parts of Texas.
We're getting reports from all over from our staff that they've not seen this many quail in several years in some places, in other places, in decades. We're talking about a species that has the potential to boom, and I think in some areas of the state that's what we're seeing.
Before this, quail were in decline throughout much of the state, says Upland Game Bird Program Leader Robert Perez. Currently, large broods of chicks in all age classes dot the landscape.
This tells us that the window of opportunity was wide and that when bobwhite hens had a nest failure, they were able to start again.
Perez is quick to point out that drought alone is not the cause of quail decline. Habitat loss is another factor.
And that's where Parks and Wildlife has gone to great lengths to work with partners and landowners and wildlife cooperatives to bring quail back. And it's important to remember that the rangelands of South Texas and the rangelands of the rolling plains up into the panhandle, quail are there because it's big open spaces. You know, the land use is compatible with bobwhite quail. And when weather is great, we see that response. But in other parts of the state, we've really lost a lot of the available habitat.
Find information about quail restoration on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.